Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is Brilliant Ideas Radio, and this is your host, the one and only Brilliant Ideas. I'd like to welcome everybody here this morning for another great show here on our Brilliant Ideas Radio, where we talk about foodies, we talk about, well, whatever may come up. We talk about our Facebook friends, learn a little bit more about them, and just have a little fun on Saturday mornings. We appreciate everybody tuning in, and it's raining in California this morning, so it never supposed to rain in Southern California, but I guess that's a lie. Today it's cold and rainy in California. And today on our show we've got a special guest. Some of you folks may know them from Facebook, know them from Twitter. They've been around for a while, and we always have a bunch of laughs online. And our two special guests are Allegra Wilson and Charles Wilson from C-Dub's Barbecue. And if I can make sure I'm doing this correctly, we should have them both online here. We'll try to patch them both in. And hey, you guys there?
Yeah, we're here. Can you hear us?
Yep.
How you doing?
All right. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
How's everything up there in Washington State?
It's actually not raining here, finally.
Yeah, really? You guys get, what, about 300 days of rain up there?
360, actually.
Every single day.
Well, I wanted to tell you guys that in honor of you, I usually do this radio show in either my PJs or my underwear, but since this radio show is about you guys and getting naked, I decided to go ahead and take a shower and get naked. So it's a good thing it's not a video series. And by the way, there is a video series for you ladies out there if you'd like to check this out. It's 1-800. Hot Body, HOTBODY, if you want to check it out. But we got you guys online here with the Get Naked crew, and wanted to have you on and to find out a little bit about you and your company. And I guess my first question, since we're talking about getting naked, why in the heck did you choose Get Naked?
Well, that's from my home down south. And every time we go to a barbecue joint back home, you know, ask you how you want it, wet or dry. And my reply is, give it to me naked, because if you got a good rub on it, you don't need barbecue sauce.
Right.
So that's where the Get Naked came from, and we're sticking to it.
Well, it does have kind of a ring to it there, Charles, and it does catch your eye. I got one of your cards in the mail, and the first thing you open up, it says Get Naked, and so, hey, if that's what we got to do. Hey, Charles, I can tell by your accent, you're a country boy like me. Where are you from?
I'm from North Carolina.
What part of North Carolina?
It's around the Charlotte area called Kings Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm cornbread, man, call it Green Rays.
Yeah, boy. And then Allegra. If I let you wonder, said, you're from Canada, eh?
Yes, A. No A spoken on this end. Yeah, just across the border, actually, not far.
Oh, okay. Well, it's the question
in Vancouver.
How did a Canadian girl find herself a country boy in North Carolina?
I know, funny, huh? But we're both transplants to Seattle, so I got transferred with my job. Oh, gosh. Almost 10 years ago, I think.
Okay.
And then I stayed here. I actually got laid off a couple years ago from that job. And then I met him. We used to go to the gym before barbecue obviously took over our lives. We used to work out together, and we met each other at the gym. And obviously we haven't been to the gym for a while. So barbecue is sort of taking over.
Well, then, so you guys you met in Washington, and then what made you start the whole barbecue rub business and get into the barbecue? Was it just a stroke of luck, or did you always have a passion for that, Charles? How did you get involved in that?
Well, I mean, I grew up with regular rub that I have. I grew up with that. It was my grandmother's recipe and everything, and I really didn't think it was anything special. Yeah, because, you know, we just put it on our meat and run with it. And when Allie got laid off, she had an opportunity to go to a small business class, but it was offered to the vets. So I was a veteran, and so I was like, all right, she signed my name up. We went to the class, and Allie was going to do her little jewelry business that she does. And after about the second class, then Allie came with the bright idea, hey, instead of the jewelry, let's try to sell love. So I was like, okay. Well, we'll try it. And that's what happened. And now we're where we at now.
Now you're where you're at now. So
it's going pretty good. I mean, you can put it on anything. I mean, like I said, I grew up with it just on meat. But on some of the comments you see on Facebook, people are putting it on everything but meat. And it's just a good thing.
Well, I have to tell you, I actually received some of your products, a real hot one, and I forget, what is it called?
Hot one.
The hot one. I have to tell you, I actually tried it on ice cream. As you said, people put it on
ice
cream. And that, let me just tell you, don't eat it on ice cream. I try out different things and try them out on different products just to see what it tastes like. And I said, one night I was digging through the freezer, found the ice cream, and didn't have any chocolate syrup. And I said, what the heck? Let's just see what this will do to ice cream. But let me just give you a heads up. Don't do that. So, Leger, you were in the jewelry business. Are you still doing that, or are you just dedicating your time on the barbecue now?
Well, the funny thing is that when I got laid off, I'd worked there for a year, so I got a really nice severance package. So Charles and I went out and hooked up part of our garage to be a studio. So I do glass, glass work and stuff. So it's like, it's called lamp work beads. So we spent, I won't even lie, thousands of dollars in setting up the studio. Because I got glass from, Italy. I got the tools. I got everything I needed to start. Because I thought, we'll just go ahead and just do this. And then I'd taken art classes so I could get my skill and everything. And then once the barbecue thing took over, it's like, I might have gone on the torch once in a while, but not at all, if you want to be honest. And now the garage where my studio, in brackets, quotes, whatever you want to call it, is now covered in barbecue stuff. So we have everything like the charcoal, the woods, I don't know, everything you can think of is now in what I would call my studio.
So much for the jewelry business and on to bigger and better diamond barbecue business, huh?
But I'm still going to try to clean up and get over on that side because we spent so much money, setting it up. I'd hate to see it just to sit there underneath, no offense, his barbecue stuff.
Well,
now,
I'm
still
that,
working with fire.
That garage is part mine, too, now.
She lets you have a part of the garage now?
Yeah, well, when we first got the house, she had her upstairs area. She called it her leopard lounge. Fine. You can have your zebra print and polka dots and all that other stuff up there. You go crazy with it. And my den downstairs, I have my Xbox in there, and that's where I can go and just sit there and chill and just be me. Well, that den lasted about a good 90 days, and it was gone. She took over, or her and the kids took over, so I got moved out to the garage. And then I was in the garage, I was happy out there, kind of cold in the winter, but I can deal with that. I'm happy, I'm good, I'm doing it. Then that lasted about another, I'll say about a year or two, and then she took over the garage with, her lamp work bead stuff, and I was like, all right, so, I'll live out back with the dog, not a problem. Well, that didn't work out either, because, she has projects everywhere, and I'm a country boy, but when it comes to grass, my perfect yard for me is blacktop.
Blacktop, there you go.
Everything blacktop, just blacktop it. If you want to fly out there, go out there, paint a road or something. It's good. But now,
Charles, speaking of that, you said a blacktop in the neighborhood. I know in reading Facebook, folks who have been following you, you guys having fun with the HOA out there?
this is a PG show you have here, and I really don't want.
Well, you can do what I did back when I lived in Virginia. I had an HOA that they were up my behind for everything. At one time, they sent me a notice because I had the wrong colored flowers. So I went to the sign store and got me those magnetic signs for my truck. I put on and bought two signs and put it on the side of my truck. And when I entered the neighborhood every day, I slapped those signs on there and it said HOAKMA. And I had so many people that loved that. And I read online about your problems out there. So what I think you ought to do, just go ahead and blacktop the whole property. That'll fix them.
Yeah, but that's also not me.
I'm more scared of my wife than I am of the HOA. Because I might not wake up if I was to do that. Because she might do me in. Yeah, I'm more scared of my wife than the HOA. Because the HOA, I can deal with them. I just sit there and give them a mean look, and they just keep on going. They really won't say nothing. They'll put it out on Facebook. Oh, he's a bad man. Well, you know what? I don't care what you think of me. Some of them are good, and they're trying to work with us and everything, but then right. You got those ones that, you know, they just, you know, those old 80-year-old retirees that don't do nothing but sit there and walk around the neighborhood with clipboards in their hand and writing down every little violation they see. Them are the ones that are,
As a matter of fact, that's why they kicked me out of Virginia, because I was causing so much problems and sent my rear end to California. So I get what you're talking about. And of course, in California, I got my other issues, but that's a whole other story for another radio show.
We actually have one man that when we bring, because we can't have our barbecue rig here because it's too big to actually put in our garage, or we can't get it through our gate. And we actually have a man from the HOA. He will literally write when we bring, because you're allowed 48 hours for a recreation vehicle, so our smoker really falls underneath that category. So it's got wheels, you know. And so this man, if he's around when we bring it in, he literally marks it down on his clipboard the time we bring it in. That's how bad our HOA is around here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, don't you guys have a special name there, Charles, for your barbecue unit and smoker?
Oh, that's my mistress.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I thought
that was your mistress.
Yeah, that's the only woman my wife let me sleep with, and she don't get mad. That's my mistress. That's my baby. Dad. She starts purring, I just give her a little wood, and she starts doing a little hiccup. I go in there and caress her and soothe her down, and she turns out a very good, fine product.
Hey, and that's what it's all about. You got to make sure you keep them hot and keep those coals all warmed up and sparkling hot, and keep the mistress happy.
Yeah,
I actually haven't mentioned your website. I probably should do that, and also wanted to mention if anybody wanted to call in and ask Charles and Allegra any questions while we're on the air, our phone number to call in is 714-242-5272. If you want to call in and ask a question, you're certainly welcome to call in and do that. And I wanted to mention you guys, your website, and maybe we'll get talking about a little bit more about your products too here. But the address on your website is www.cdubsrub.com. And that is the correct website, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and if you guys sell your products online there on cdubsrub.com.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, anybody?
Wondering why he's distracted. He's cooking at the same time too.
Okay. Why don't you guys tell me a little bit more about your products and what you have online and what type of rubs you have and what they're used for, and I'll turn it over to you to just kind of give a little promo on your products.
Okay, like I say, a one rub is the one I grew up on with my grandmother, and it's just full of flavor. It's, I know Alex will chime in. Yeah, savory is MSG-free, gluten-free. There's no anti-caking agents or anything in it like that, and it's just real. It just brings whatever you put it on, it just brings your food out and just full of flavor. And then my voodoo, that one there has a little heat in it, just a little kick. And it's not too bad for some of the people that can't take a lot of heat, so that amount of heat is just perfect for it. And it still has the same amount of flavors, and just it's good. Last night I fried some chicken up last night, and I used the voodoo. Threw it in a little flour, and it just gave the chicken a little extra poof. And then the one that you like the most is the hot wing. that one there has a punch to it. It has a punch because still you taste the flavors because it's the flavors that come out, and then they heat and climb up over the top and just slap you silly.
Yeah,
I can only take so much of myself, but it's good. You know, you're sitting there watching the game, and you got your fellas over, and, you know, you're sitting there, you know, made up some hot wings, and you got that stuff on it there, and, hey, you can run with it.
Well, I was mentioning earlier that I'd used that, tried it out on ice cream, and the reason I told you that's not a good idea, let's just put it this way. This is probably too much information, as they say, TMI. But it was hot going in, and the next morning it was even hotter coming out. So that stuff will tear you up.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, you gotta have a special type of clothing for that.
Hey, I do have a question here that came on the chat room from good buddy Empanada Man out there in New Jersey. He's asked me he wants me to ask you a question. He says, do you sell your product in bulk for wholesalers? Because he may be interested in using some of your product out there in New Jersey.
Actually,
we do. Yes, by all means. Yes.
Right now, we've been mostly doing it. People have been contacting us through our email and then just letting us know quantity or if they want to try it, like to get some samples and stuff. But, yeah, we do bulk because right now we sell it locally bulk. And then we have a caterer that's going to be interested maybe in it too. So we're going to send out samples for that. But we do wholesale.
Great. And what's your email address in case he wants to contact you since he's sent this chat in?
It's cdubsrub@comcast.net.
cdubsrub@comcast.net. So anybody who might be interested in getting your product on a wholesale basis and in bulk, they just contact you via email. Or they probably can go to your website, too, and contact you through your website.
Yeah, we can contact through the website, too, yeah.
All right. Well, tell me a little bit more about you guys were in Vegas, I believe, this past year and had a big shindig in Vegas. What happened there? What was that all about?
That one's kind of funny because we had I actually was sick the day I got the phone call, and it was I almost didn't answer it, and it was Smoke in the Waters production from – they were calling from Arkansas and asked if we wanted to sponsor – the event that they were having in Vegas, and we didn't know a lot about them at the time because, you know, we're from the north, so when you're in the barbecue in the north, there's a lot you miss out, especially down south and stuff. So when I found out more about them, I thought this is an awesome opportunity for us because we're small and we're from the northwest, so a lot of the times we find that it's a little harder to get, you know, barbecue cred when you're from the northwest.
Right.
Because a lot of people think, you know, you can't barbecue up here, but you can, but it's hard. It's, you know, it's few and far between that people can actually barbecue. Because people get confused with grilling and, you know, finding in the Northwest, even with some things we do, because we sometimes go vend and do different things, and even we're finding in the Northwest, even though we're, like, getting naked all the way, we're having to conform a little bit, you know, by saucing more than we would normally do because that's really what they want in the Northwest. So we thought by going to Vegas, you know, this would help us get some, you know, barbecue street cred and put our name out there to a different, completely different group of people.
Okay.
So that's how that started.
So you guys were actually a sponsor at the big event?
Yeah, and so we had our logo flying right there with JD and Budweiser.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was huge for us being small, you know. It was an awesome opportunity. But this year, next year, we're actually going to go down, and we don't know about the sponsoring part, but we're going to cook for sure. So we're going to take our hand in cooking.
Now, you guys have also, Charles, you guys have been actually participating in some of the competitions recently, and how's that been going?
Oh, that's been going real well. This is our first year doing competition cooking, and, we've been doing pretty good up there. And it was that Canadian Nationals? Is that Canadian Nationals, Allie?
It was
up in Whistler, Canada, and I did real good up there. I got first in ribs, got fourth king of the grill, got best new cook. And,
fifth and chicken.
Oh, yeah, fifth and chicken. Yeah, it was real well up there.
Well, you might want to clarify, Allie got fifth in chicken and fourth king of the grill. Thank you.
I'll do the brisket, the ribs, and the pork butt, but when it comes to that bird, I bet you never heard a black man say he don't like chicken.
No. I was just saying, you better give her credit because you might end up back out there in that doghouse again.
Yeah, because when it comes to doing that bird on the smoker, I don't even touch it because it's just so time consuming on how to get get the chicken the right way for the flavor and the skin and the this and the that, and it's crazy. But yeah, Allie does all the chicken, and she pretty much every competition we went to, she's always placed in something because they have those like side categories, like do a burger or do a barbecue sauce or do this or whatever the side category is. Allie's always placed in it. She's always been placing in there in the top, the top five in those side categories.
So maybe we need to change that name from C-dubs to maybe Allegra Rubs. I don't know.
I'm telling you, she come up with some weird concoctions and this and that, and then after the finished product, I'll be like, ooh, I know how I married you now. Yeah.
Because I can't even let him watch me cook. Because if he watches me cook, the whole time he's like, we put him in there for it. You know, he totally looks over me like a drill sergeant trying to figure out everything I'm using. And then normally, some of the stuff he wouldn't normally eat, right? But the finished product is always, it'll always be, oh my God, this is the best thing I ever ate. But watching me, he'll be like, I'm not going to eat that.
Well, I think based on those results that you're getting, he better keep his mouth shut and better sit back and he might learn something.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to have to take a quick break here for about 3 or 4 minutes. And what I'm going to do is we're going to I'll just let everybody know if you want to call in and ask Charles and Allegra any questions, you're welcome to. The number is 714-242-5272. We're going to take a short break, and I'll give you guys a heads up so you have something to think about during the break. What I want to find out from you guys when we come back is the question I always ask on the show each week is, tell us something about the both of you, individually or together, that nobody knows anything about. We want to kind of peek behind the closet and find out a little bit more about Charles and Allegra. So be thinking about that. We take this break, and we'll be back in about 3 or 4 minutes. And everybody, stay tuned to Gray and Ollie Tia's Radio.
All right, Allie.
Now don't give me no broccoli. sausage and that cold big red barbecue makes whole one be young. Barbecue makes everybody someone. If you're feeling puny, you don't know what to do, drink some fancy some meat, eat some barbecue.
Welcome back to Grillion Ideas Radio. This is your host, Grillion Ideas, and if you're just tuning in, we have on our show today two special guests, Allegra and Charles Wilson of C-Dub Rub and C-Dub Barbecue, and we're going to get them back online here. And are you guys still there with us?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're here.
All right, we got the naked couple back, and I'm sitting here naked. So hey, we're having a good old time here on the radio. And when we
That's
left,
right.
we left a little while ago. I had you think about tell us something a little bit about you that maybe nobody else knows. And I'll let Charles. I guess what we'll do, we'll let you go first because I can't wait to hear what Allegra may tell us some more stuff about you that you're not going to tell. So tell us something like, do you have a special hobby or anything that nobody really knows about Charles?
Well, my special hobby is barbecuing and Xbox, but there is something like really a lot of people really don't know is that I was a reserve cop down in Nolanville, Texas. When I was in the Army down there, I went to police academy and stuff, and at that time in my life, I was like, hey, I want to go be a cop because all my family up north, they're all cops. They're, you know, city cops, detectives, captains, FBI, marshals. Everybody up north is all cops. And it's just opposite of my family down south.
Huh.
And they're on the other side. And, yeah, you should see a family reunion, buddy, I tell you.
Yeah, I can imagine when you put a bunch of cops in the same room. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it's a funny thing, the family reunion, because the first day everybody just standing on opposite sides of the room or the park, and then you know day two, day three, then everybody starts mingling, and next thing you know, it's all good, and then they go back up north, and the other part go back down south, and. That's why I live out here on the West Coast, because, yeah, it's crazy.
All right, Allegra, now tell us something about you that nobody may know, or if you want to tell some secrets on Charles, we'll let you do either one.
I know, I'm trying to think. I feel so lame, because I'm trying to think of something. Mostly I'm an open book with the people I know, but I can't think of anything other than, and we know that, I think we posted on Facebook one time, one of the questions we put out there was, how come I don't hand or turn in our boxes for barbecue competitions?
Right.
Did you ever see that posting?
Yes.
And that's because, I don't know if you know, but all my friends who are, and people that are close to us know that I'm a klutz. And I'm the Yeah, I'm a klutz, and I'm the one that wrecks everything. So as good as I am with some things, I'm the same person that in a second can destroy my creation. So Charles is the one who, he's the man who has to do all that stuff. So he turns in all of our boxes and does all of our stuff like that because he knows that if there's something, anything like in the road or anything, I'm going to be the one who finds it. Because we've had our share of me wrecking things. And even just recently, I wrecked my daughter's science project when I brought it to school the other day. So I'm the master of disaster, I guess you could say.
So the two things that people don't know about you, you're a klutz and he's a cop, so you guys are kind of like the Keystone Cops, the old comedy routine. You're the klutz.
Yeah.
He's the cop. Hey, we got a phone call.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody calling in and wants to ask a question. So let me see who we got on the line here who might be calling in and ask you guys. So hang on one second.
Okay.
Hey, this is Grillion Ideas Radio. You're on the air. Who's calling in?
Hey, it's Empanada Man. What's going on, Frank?
Hey, Empanada Man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, it's funny. I'm listening to this whole, I wasn't going to call in, but Charles is kind of funny. That's a funny couple right there. But I like the family reunion thing. You know, it kind of reminded me of my family when I told them I wanted to be a cop because 90% of them are all criminals. So that is funny. Oh, man. Hey, listen, out here in Jersey, well, I don't want to take up your time because I think it looks really good. We don't have, we do have access to rub and all that stuff, but we're not big on rub because they don't promote it as heavily as they do in the South. But I tell you, what is the best way, when you use rubs, can you use rub as like when you, let's say you put, when I saute sauce and I do all the types of cooking, when you have boiled water, can you dilute that powder? Because sometimes those rubs are really strong and sometimes overbearing the meat or the chicken. You can use that as, like we would say, to saute, make it into a soup and stuff like that. Am I right?
Yeah, and I'll talk a little bit about this, too, because Charles is more the meat guy, so he's usually using it, I won't say always, on barbecuing and stuff. Like this morning he's cooking, and he's using our regular rub, more multi-purpose or an all-purpose seasoning.
Right, right.
So when we've turned in, like I said, when we first started, we were focused on barbecue, and our rubs were more, you know, headed towards the barbecue direction. But as we built this huge fan base, and, you know, you learn what people are using their stuff for, it's now turned into, I mean, everything you can think of, it's been used on. Even someone had put it on oatmeal the other day. But I like to use it kind of like more like what you're talking about. Like, I've sauteed shrimp in it. I've done,
you can create a type of broth with it, you know?
Yeah. And
I'm looking at the voodoo or the C-dub, you know, like next night I'm going to make rice, you know, what we do is we put sazon or sofrito, all that stuff in our rice.
Yeah.
You can make actually like some type of Cajun rice with your powder based on what I see.
Yeah, exactly. We have someone who uses it on rice too, actually.
Right.
In rice. And then we've even had people use it if they're making their tacos. They put in their meat seasoning.
Exactly. That's what I was about to ask you.
Oh, yeah. No, it goes, to be honest with you, it's almost turned into a multi and all-purpose type stuff. So really, whatever you
right.
or how you like to cook, that's what we find people are starting to use it for other than barbecue. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I asked because the other stuff that we've used here in Jersey, they're kind of strong, so, you know, but I can't really define what's better than the other because it's not really my thing. But I know that when I've had them, I enjoy them. So I'm really glad you guys are doing stuff like this, so and I support that.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you for calling.
I was going to say, our stuff is all natural and organic, too. So that's what kind of sets us, that sort of sometimes sets us off, sometimes different from some other rubs, is we buy premium spices that are harvested, like it's purchased within 3 months of harvest. So it's not sitting on the shelves for a year before we buy the seasoning. It's literally, it's from an organic farm, not far from here. And then so it's blended fresh, and then we micro batch.
Right.
So we make smaller batches so that it's literally, you know, fresh every time someone purchases it. So that's the other thing that keeps our product as fresh as can be. And then we don't put a lot of fillers in it, so everything is, like, say, salt and sugar, it falls on the bottom four of our ingredients.
Yep.
The regular rub has 12 ingredients. The voodoo has 13. So salt and sugar fall on the bottom. And then on the hot wing rub, there's actually no sugar at all in it. So you're paying basically for a lot of, like, premium spices. And then that one, it's got 21 ingredients. That one took me a bit. But I think this is where being from Canada falls into all of this, is I grew up multicultural, like, diverse background, like with my friends and cooking and everything. So that one has more ethnic type, what you'd see in more ethnic cooking opposed to traditional American cooking. So the hot wing is a way different profile than what you have in the hot wing and the voodoo, I mean the regular and the voodoo.
Well, we're gonna be. That's great, because we might be. We're thinking of doing some type of a pulled pork type of food for our product. But I would like to use rub down the road. That's why I requested to see if you guys do sell in bulk, and I'll communicate with you guys down in the future.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And you never know.
And so, if you guys are done, I'll take over my radio station now.
Hey man, that's great.
Thanks for calling in.
Good luck, guys. Take care, guys. Good luck.
Thank you. Yeah, that was Empanada, man, and he's out there in New Jersey. Sounds like you guys might have yourself a contact there. You might be able to sell some product out in New Jersey and send it to him in bulk. You said it was all natural and orgasmic or organic. I didn't catch that.
Well, what did we say? It was PG, right?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, keep in mind who the host is, so it's tough for me to stay in the PG rating anyway.
I know.
I have to put a muzzle on when I do this show. Well, I do want to I appreciate you guys coming on, and actually, believe it or not, we've got about a minute and a half left in the show, and I want to congratulate you guys on all the great work you've done out there and your great product, and I wanted to give you a plug again here, too. Anybody who's looking to get the rubs from C-Dubs Rub, you need to go to www.cdubsrub.com, and also if you want to contact Allegra and Charles, give them a call and contact them about products, they'd be certainly welcome to help you out. And what was your email address again? Once again, there out there.
It's cdubsrub@comcast.net.
Great. Well, we do appreciate you guys taking. Okay. Yeah, that's right. You can find you on Facebook, and we do appreciate you guys coming on and taking time to
be on
the radio show this morning. And best of luck out there, up there, and keep the rain up there in the north, because we don't like it here in California.
Yes.
Well, no, we got to spread the wealth, man. We got to spread the wealth.
All right. Well, you guys take care, and thank you very much for stopping by, and we'll catch you again some other time.
All right.
And that was Charles and Allegra Wilson from C-Dub Barbecue, and their address, once again, is www.cdubsrub.com. We appreciate everyone tuning in this morning to Grillion Ideas Radio. We're up against the clock here, and tune in every Saturday where we get to learn more about some of our foodie friends on Facebook, and thank you for taking time and listening in, and you guys have a great weekend, and we will see you next week.